there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio with me today. You know, during the commercial break, we were talking about cavern diving. And how deep can you go? And, you know, is it kind of creepy?
Spelunking.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's kind of like rock climbing without gravity, in a way. You know, you can just kind of work up the rock face or side of the cavern. I mean, it's cool. That's a fun type of diving.
And vertigo.
What do you mean, vertigo?
Sometimes, you know, you feel like you're way out there. You can't see any reference points, up, down, sideways. It's like you're in deep space.
But you're swimming in a cavern with a wall, so that shouldn't happen.
Bubbles go up.
It's always dark.
Unless you're on a rebreather.
Like, when we do the cave diving, it's always dark, and I'm always like, ooh.
All right. Well, there you go. Fair enough. That's just one kind of diving.
Always reminds me of a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Zoinks! Anyway, a couple things we're going to delve into this hour.
Or dive into.
Is more of an... We could do that, too.
No.
Artistry when it comes to diving. How to properly represent yourself as a diver in public. And one of the things that's becoming more and more popular...
I think my shark decal speaks for itself on my car.
That is one way, but what about on your body?
Handsome Scuba Radio t-shirt.
A t-shirt works. That's kind of more my style, but tattoos... ink, getting inked or whatever. We're going to talk a little bit about that here. And as well as there's rumors that there could be a lobster walk in the works for the Florida spiny lobster. We're going to get to that a little bit later on. But first, my buddy Clay McCardle is on Scuba Radio from Explore Ventures. Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. You know, we're getting ready for the Dima show. We've already played a couple of the... Beatles song, so you missed the worst parts of the show already. So you're coming on at a good time.
I'm so happy. Thanks for doing me that favor.
I was thinking of you. You know, and we're looking forward to the Dima show. It's going to be I think this is the first Dima show in a couple of years where we haven't gone into it with, you know, some kind of crazy election hanging over our heads or some inner, you know, working dive industry controversy or something. I mean, there seems to be very little, nonsense going on into this industry from a business standpoint. This is the first time in like 3 years.
Enter Scuba Radio to solve that problem. Foolishness. Onward.
Okay, maybe that's our role.
What about the Rolling Stones fans who might show up?
Excuse me?
Stones rock, man. Beatles suck.
Yeah, big rivals.
Okay, well maybe that's what we're bringing
the Ruttles
to the party, and then we apologize in advance. But regardless, we are giving away some liveaboard trips with our friends from Explore Ventures. Thanks to Clay. Unless Clay, you don't know this, and.
I hadn't heard that before. Are we doing that?
We're doing it. That's what I've been told. So I'm excited, and I'm hoping you are still now too.
we'll go ahead and do it as long as you got a keg of beer out front every morning.
We're not really messing with beer. We're going right for the hard stuff.
Yeah.
So
okay, even better.
Yeah.
All right, we'll definitely do it then. No problem.
We'll get everybody good and liquored up. Send them into the show. They'll spend lots of money and the business will be on a solid footing for 2014.
Welcome to DEMA. Here's some red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Red rum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. Well, anyway, Clay, what have you been up to? I know you got a lot of... Well, first of all, let's talk about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January. I know we checked, or you checked yesterday. There's still a few spots left to join us January 18th in Ceiba. Am I right?
Yeah, you are right, but there's only four spots left on that trip. We've probably got a couple weeks left. Somebody's going to snap those up shortly. So
yeah.
There's not a much time left to be on board with you, which it probably isn't a draw, actually.
We'll have a mermaid.
Scuba Pro's going to be there.
Yeah.
Barry and Ruth from Dive Training are going to be there. There's going to be all sorts of fun stuff going on.
Yes.
Heck of a Christmas gift.
Ooh.
Heck of a Christmas gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, we'll have a mermaid. We'll do a radio show. They're going to shoot a cover for Dive Training Magazine, the front and reverse angle. So who knows how that might turn out, but that'll be fun to watch.
Of you?
Is there going to be a mermaid involved in that shoot?
That is the plan. It's not going to be me.
Good, because that'd be the worst selling issue.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, actually, the worst issue of Diet Training Magazine was the one that you and I were appeared on the cover of, CJ, years ago at the DEMA show.
That was just a novelty.
It didn't really happen.
But I do have that at home.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway.
It was like the buddy system.
It's like blackmail.
That was the Halloween issue, wasn't it?
It was something. It was very disturbing.
Ended up being
whatever.
The DEMA issue at the same time?
Yeah. We were both given thumbs up, but it didn't really look like it was for
diving.
No,
we were given the okay.
Oh, we were given the okay. Yeah. And we're obviously not okay.
It was actually an April Fool's Day cover where they had changed the name to Creepy White Guys.
Okay,
Creepy
maybe.
White Guys Training Magazine.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, January 18th is the Live Aboard or Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures. Call them up, 1-800-322-3577. Go to exploreventures.com. I know you guys have been running a lot of specials lately. You've been crazy. You've been insane. This week, is it kind of spooky and eerie because of Halloween, or what's going on as far as some special deals that you have to offer from?
We do have some special deals. We've got a couple specials running on Caribbean Explorer 2 right now for December, January, and those are almost full as well. We've got some specials running on the Humboldt Explorer and Galapagos, one of your favorite boats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are basically again in December, January timeframe. Really, really deep discounts there for anybody who wants to take advantage of a slow time for us down in Galapagos. The diving's still outstanding, but there's some people I guess that want to pay off their credit card bills after Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, well, why not? If you can.
Really?
Yeah,
it's never winter in the Galapagos, is it? Because they're right on the equator.
No, never. Yeah, it never is. Actually, that time of year, December through March, a little bit later even, the water's actually significantly warmer. The schooling hammerheads are still there. There's a lot to see. It's for people that have been going to Galapagos and diving for a long time, that's their favorite time of year to go there.
We don't use the term swirling hammerheads on this show. We call it a hammerhead NATO. It's important for marketing purposes.
A hammerhead NATO. It's a long story. Not worth explaining.
Yes.
Trust me, Clay. But Galapagos, that live aboard, that's where you go. And who knows? You might even see a blackfish, an orca, a killer whale. That's where I saw him. And,
exactly. Chasing mantas.
Chasing mantas. It was chasing mantas and playing with a sea lion.
Chasing Mantas, worst Michael Moore movie ever.
There's a couple others that I didn't really care for. But it chewed up a manta ray. It had just eaten a manta, this pod of eight killer whales.
Wow.
And then we followed it along in the inflatables for about 20 minutes. We followed this pod of killer whales that was catching and releasing a small seal or sea lion like a cat toy. So they'd catch it in its mouth, and then they'd throw it out in front of them, and then they'd go catch them again, and they'd throw it out in front of them. And I'm thinking the sea lion didn't really enjoy the whole festivity. But it was really, you talk about, seeing Mother Nature up close and personal.
And angry.
The seal was angry.
What I really wonder about is what kind of diving wimp doesn't think it's a good idea to be in the water during that kind of activity?
There was one of the people that actually thought that was a good idea until it got in. And he jumped out real quick once they stopped and checked him out and said, "Hey, what are you? Are you a seal? Can I eat you?" And he thought to himself, he told me this after he got back in the boat, he goes, "You know, at that point I started to think, like, maybe I shouldn't be here." You know, he's not like a dolphin trainer or a killer whale trainer at SeaWorld. That's a different scenario altogether. But yeah, it's an amazing place at Galapagos. Explore Ventures makes it possible. Go book it. 1-800-322-3577, exploreventures.com. Clay, look forward to seeing you next week here in Orlando, and maybe you'll even be flying, right? Is that the plan, hopefully?
Yep, maybe I'll even be flying down there, and I'll bring my own glass in every morning, so I'll see you morning at SEMA.
You got it. We'll fill it to the rim with the good stuff. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said, live and let's dive.
Our latest creation, and we apologize for doing
it's
it. But
a it's a dive!
It's alive.
No, I said it's a dive.
Oh, it's a dive. Okay. All right, Big Wave Dave is on the line. Quit it. Just stop.
You got her, Greg.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, getting all packed up, ready to head down south by year.
Yes. Now, Dave manages the Be A Diver pool, beadiver.com. You can go there. Are you bringing the pool to the DEMA show? Yeah, it'll be set up there right in the middle of the convention.
We set it up for all the manufacturers to demo the new gear so the dive stores will pick it up.
That's right. Now, are you creating a Beatles-type theme to your presentation this year? Or is that, that's just us, I guess, right?
I think you are doing such a great job from what I just heard that I'll leave the experts do that.
Yeah, well, Dave is deaf, obviously, but regardless, you know, I appreciate the comment.
There. Got a lot of water in his ears from all that time in the pool.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So what have you been up to lately, Dave? Have you been, let's see, what was the last event that you were at? Or like, from DEMA, where
last event, I was in Michigan for a boating show right before that, Tampa. And then I did a little trip across the pond for a vacation. And
That's right.
Dove into Oktoberfest.
He did. I saw a few pictures in, you know, on Facebook from him and the missus hanging out in some of the beer gardens. You know, so that's what they do. You know, when they're not diving, you can, at least you're by liquid. And you can drink a lot.
Well, it was a little time for a little land vacation. We've got my wife has a sister over there, so we had to visit them for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, Germany would be a good place to orchestrate a beer dive.
Yeah.
I mean, what would happen?
Cool.
What would happen
there's a hotel in Berlin that actually has a giant dive tank in.
They have
fill that with beer.
They have a giant what?
Well, it's actually a giant aquarium.
Yeah.
That you can put a diver in, but maybe we just change it over to some beer sometime.
Right. I just wonder how that would work. I mean, could you do such a thing? What would be the downside other than, you know, the divers would want to keep spitting out their regulator and drinking the beer as opposed to diving in it?
A little bit of cleaning equipment afterwards, but, you know, what the heck. We're all here. We're getting ready for the DEMA show right now.
Yes, okay.
Notice how Big Wave Dave, even Big Wave Dave, is not willing to indulge you in this stupidity.
I'm just saying, it could be a fun stunt.
No,
that could be...
no.
Why? Why not?
Have you ever spilled beer on yourself? Just spill the beer on yourself, and you stink, and you're skunky, and you're sticky.
You wouldn't smell.
Now,
you wouldn't smell it if you were underwater diving in it. Am I correct? Come on,
It may look like something else, depending on what type of beer you drink, so...
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
They had those German beer purity laws.
Guten Morgen.
Okay.
And they're very, very polite. I mean, Big Wave Dave just got to go see them. They're very efficient. They're very polite. The problem is when they're speaking German to you, it sounds like they're yelling.
I don't know what that has to do with
it. It was a good time. We saw some real cool cities, but now we're back into the dive situation. You know, get ready for DEMA, and, of course, all the shows we got started in 2014.
Yes.
Welcome to Motel 6 Munich. It is a pleasure to have you here with us.
Yeah, do you hear him trying to steer us back on track, Bill? And look what you do. What
I'm
is wrong?
Trying.
I do the best I can, Dave. It's just what I got to work with. I apologize. But anyway, so after DEMA here in Orlando, do you already have something set up where you're going to next or what? Where are you headed to?
Well, that's like regroup, but yeah, we've got stuff set up from January to March, so pretty much about every weekend, the pool will be somewhere in the United States.
Yeah,
beadiver.com.
Go there, you can check out where Dave's going to be, and you can jump in the pool where he's set up and try diving.
So November and December, Big Wave Dave is available for bar mitzvahs and weddings.
And beer diving.
He's not going
to... And keep in mind, when we're in Orlando, we've got some of the local area high school students coming out to the pool to try some scuba diving, too.
That's right. Yeah, they asked me if I would help out with that, and then they realized who they were asking.
Actually, I really wanted the mermaids. I didn't really need...
Oh, hey, of course. Well, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, besides that, the restraining order really keeps him away from high school students.
Oh,
it's one of the rules.
That's not a restraining order. It's a law.
Just common sense.
All right, Dave, we'll get back to packing, and we'll see you here in Orlando in a week or so, my friend, okay?
Yeah, I'll be down there Friday putting the pool together.
All right, there you go.
And by the way, people out there, that hopefully by then I'll be a new granddad.
Congratulations. Yes. His spawn is running the earth or something, or I don't know. He spawned.
I don't think that's really
any,
how it
any
works.
Day now it should show up. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations in advance.
Is it your son or your daughter who is having
my daughter. I have two daughters, my older daughter.
Yeah. Please be nice.
Who's also a dive instructor. Her husband's a dive instructor. So this kid's going to be a diver no matter what.
Absolutely. They'll throw him in the pool and see if they live.
Oh, no, he was already a swimmer.
Jawohl! Jawohl! Jawohl!
You are a very funny man.
Wunderbar!
You have a great sense of humor here in Germany.
Jawohl!
Oh, we're sorry.
Hey, gracias.
So, anyway, you know, Dima show coming up. We got to talk about these lobsters walking down in South Florida. We got to talk about these diving tattoos. I want your thoughts on this. There's a magazine called Diver, appropriately enough, and they have an entire section on diving tattoos. I have never seen this in the years of doing scuba radio, having a dive magazine do an article on diving tattoos. I thought it was very creative, very good, interesting idea, because it is becoming something you see quite a bit at some of the dive shows.
Every girl I have met between the ages of 30 and 45 has a dolphin tattooed on her body. Every one of them.
You saw the article. Those are not dolphin little things on your ankle. These are massive murals all over people's backs and arms and shoulders and God knows where else that you can't see. I mean, these are pieces of art on a body. This is the
mermaids
next level.
On mermaids. Kelp. There's a song
I need
for
somebody.
You. There you go.
Yeah, well, that was on the list. So we got to work that one.
Yeah.
But that one's really high on the pitch. And
yeah.
Who are we going to get to sing that one?
Why don't you get the girl you had to the other two?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I could find her. Kelly would be available.
Do any of us have ink, Greg? Or have you been inked, CJ?
Nope,
Bill?
Nothing. I'm natural.
I can't.
Wait, you were allergic? Mm. You're afraid it'll just be taken off by the dermatologist anyway?
I was inked by a squid once.
Hello.
That was just wrong, Bill.
I'm sorry.
You made fun of a problem that I have. And I'm offended.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, I hate you, baby.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Divers. All right, so the magazine is Diver Magazine, and they wrote this article about diving tattoos. Actually, I didn't even read it. I didn't read the article. I just looked at all the pictures. They got a lot of great pictures in this of people like Weiland, who has tattooed his arm all the way up to his shoulder now with some impressive artwork. I mean, he's an artist in his own right, but he's actually had tattoo artists really dress up his arm quite well. But this is becoming quite popular in the diving community, where people are starting to represent their passion for diving on their body.
And I would get something like that, maybe.
Would you?
Yeah.
What, do the arm thing? Or?
No, just one on the arm.
Just a small little thing.
Yeah.
You like that one of the skull and crossbones deal. Is that
I
what
like
that was?
I like the skull with the,
kind of
with the mask
kind
and
of
the
thing.
Regulator.
Yeah.
And I also like, you know, sharks are cool.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, yeah, those are nice. Yeah. Bubble Boy showing me some pictures on his cell phone.
You know, my son is into tattoos. He's got 7 or 8.
Really?
Yeah, but very few of them are what I would call works of art. Like the pictures in this is art with the body as canvas. That's
right.
What it is.
And
I think there's something to be said for that.
Right.
But here's what I mean, my feeling on personally on tattoos, especially tattoos which have to be visible because they're on your arms or your neck or your freaking face, is there may be a time when I don't want to have a tattoo there.
Yeah.
You mean like Mike Tyson's?
Well, like Mike Tyson's.
I don't know.
Like,
which one does he have?
There's a lot of professional athletes these days, and I see a lot of baseball players in the World Series right now. They have tattoos on their arms that are always visible. Doesn't matter what they do, tattoos on the back of their hands, tattoos on their neck. And I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be a day in the future when you want to be taken seriously as an adult, and people are going to look at that tattoo and say, you make bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, you know, the retired baseball player when he's like 200 pounds overweight.
The skin stretches. Yeah. It doesn't look the same.
Like, what is that on your neck?
But these tattoos, having said that, these tattoos are gorgeous, and I would like to see about half of these people naked.
Okay. But what about the chicks?
Yeah, really.
Well, then there's them. They're curvy and squishy. I don't like them.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I heard a show.
On the radio.
Where divers speak about. What's in the sea.
What's in the sea.
Now I know. It was the first. Show
devoted
to diving. We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, you know, I'm not a big fan of the tattoo for me. I just don't think I would work it well. But if I did, I would be one of those people who would use a particular body part and work that into the design of the tattoo.
Yeah, because there's nothing better than a 15-second joke that's funny for the first 15 seconds you see it tattooed on your body for the balance of your life.
Yeah, way to think it through, Greg.
What do you mean?
Well, now, that thing's going to shrivel up, and it's going to be smaller and wrinkly, and people are going to be confused.
Nah.
It's nose
first
couldn't
of all,
be
it's
that
not,
weird looking.
Say, for instance, you want a tattoo of an eel, and where do eels live? Usually in a crack. Okay, that crack over time is not going to get smaller. Is my guess. So that if you're going to, you know, orchestrate a mural with a eel, incorporating a particular body part.
A Muriel.
That, you know, I would find that amusing and creative.
But you'd never get to see it unless you did some fancy
mirror. Well, is the tattoo for you or is it for people to see?
Well, you want to be able to see it too, don't you?
Well, you show yourself in a mirror. What?
That's pretty funny.
Well, okay. It's either that or, you know, you get Elmer Fudd pointing at the same orifice saying, I know you're in there, Webbit.
Oh,
that's just tasteful. Stop it.
Actually, there are some very interesting things in this article about getting tattoos.
Yeah.
One of the things they suggest is take some time at a shop around, ask friends, gather information.
Yeah.
Find a tattooist that you're happy with the work that you've seen them do, not what they show you in the book, but what they can show you on people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the barber. You don't go to the barber with the great haircut. You go to the other barber because you know why, right?
No.
The guy with the great haircut got it from the other barber. You don't cut your own hair.
Oh, okay.
Says who?
I'm not going to go to you as a barber. It also says...
No, what are you talking about? Bubble Boy did CJ's hair.
I think it looks great.
No, I did this myself.
You did? You're kidding.
No. Razor.
Wow.
Done.
You'd make an awesome brain coral.
I would.
They also suggest not to drink booze before or during a tattoo.
Well, I'm out.
Well, it's just like the contest from Seinfeld. It apparently, although alcohol may numb the pain, it thins the blood, so you'll bleed more.
Yeah.
If you drink while you're getting a tattoo, it also will cause you to make bad decisions, I think. Don't be afraid to say no or to disagree. The tattoo is going to be permanent for you. Don't go for the cheapest tattoo artist.
Yeah.
It says to eat well before getting tattoo. A higher blood sugar level will make you feel better during the work.
What?
A higher blood sugar level will make you feel better while they're doing the work.
So munch on candy while you're...
No. Eat before.
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 And what is that supposed to do?
Higher blood sugar.
Am I speaking a language that is somehow foreign?
Why? I don't think his headphones are working.
Wait, no. Why does higher blood sugar make it better? What's the
because
deal?
You will feel better. If you have low blood sugar, you know, people, I mean, even people that aren't diabetic say, you know, I feel kind of tired, kind of achy a little bit. And,
right.
And it's just because I haven't eaten in a while. Have a Snickers bar. You'll stop acting like Robin Williams.
Or crack or cocaine would work too, wouldn't it?
No.
Scuba Radio does not endorse drug use.
Thank you.
Except for Drunken Santa, because really, I think he'd take better care of himself.
Doubt it.
It says, do not pick rubber, accidentally knock these scabs off during the healing process, too, because they're going to make you bleed. But some of this stuff... If you pick up Diver Magazine, and you should pick up Diver Magazine to see this, or just go to Greg's house, I'll give you his address.
Hey.
It's right here on the label. These are some fantastic works of art.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just...
They are. It is impressive. But, you know, the technology keeps changing year to year, and these tattoos get better and better.
Tribal thing. That's just...
I mean, next thing you know, they're going to have actual, like camera-ready artwork tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll wait for the good stuff. I'll say wait. Or maybe you just you do, like, a digital tattoo. Or then, you know, you get bored of this when you hit
just
a button.
Tattoo your finger?
Yeah, is that what you meant?
No, I mean, have a tattoo on your arm, but it's digital, so you press a button and you can change it whenever you want.
Actually,
that will happen.
My wife wants to get, because they make blacklight tattoos that you can only see, like, at the club.
Okay. Which you go to often, obviously.
Those are cool, Bill.
Yeah, my wife with the 4-year-old child constantly out clubbing baby seals.
Honey, where'd you put the glow sticks?
Okay. Why is the baby glowing in the dark?
Honey, we're out of X.
Lax. X-Lax.
Child Services Online 1. Anyway, all right, so that's one issue, diving tattoos. The other thing, there is an article out of the Miami Herald that came out this week that said from a lobster hunting expert down there who claims this is the time of year that the lobsters will walk. Now, the rumor is, or one of the theories is, that the Florida spiny lobsters walk after a major storm comes through the area, like a big tropical storm, hurricane, whatever. A couple days later, it'll kind of spook them up and stir them up, and they'll start walking up and down the Florida coast and make them easy pickings for all the divers. This guy, which this was something new, and that I hadn't really read, at least, but I'd heard about this, that when there isn't a major storm, which we really haven't had any big storms this year, the lobsters always walk at least one time a year. Just, and his theory is it's a time thing, and it happens at this particular time in October, a late October time frame.
Martha, get the kids! It's time for us to go for a walk!
Yeah.
Well, they're trick-or-treating.
Well, true. Maybe that's what it is.
Actually, no, it's the Lobsters Union 101 contract negotiation.
They're on strike?
Yes.
That could be.
And they walk every year.
There are many theories.
There are many theories.
Surrounding this mysterious
walk. But he said...
And none of them are correct.
Well, no. And so one of the things he said...
Hell no, we won't molt. Hell no, we won't molt.
Would it? All right, so he claims that before they walk, they have a tendency to look a little disoriented, and you'll find them out on the top of the reef.
So you're saying it's like a pub crawl?
Could be. But no, you know, usually you'll find them up under a reef, and they're hidden, especially during the day. And this guy goes out every day. He might be a commercial lobsterman. I don't know. But he said before the walk, they have a tendency to be out and out in the open during the daylight, like they would on a night dive. If you've seen lobsters at night, you'll see them crawling across the reef or whatever. They'll be on top of the reef and not tucked up under a ledge where you have to just look for the edge of their antenna. So if you see lobsters on the top of the reef during the day,
vampires,
that could be a sign that they're, yeah.
Well, but listen carefully, because they'll say stuff like this.
CJ, I know you're a lobster boy. But
no, he's
love
boy.
You.
Bug boy.
Bug boy.
Bug boy. But I love you, man. Love you.
And then he turns to his buddy and says, hey, let's go get a tattoo.
Yep.
Capital idea.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to get CJ's face right here.
This guy's...
This will be his nose.
I love it.
His theory, though, this happens once a year away from the storms, and it's about to happen. So he's already said, he goes, don't expect a call from me. I'm not going to tell you. But he has put Florida divers on notice that we are in the magic window
of
offshore walk time.
At some time.
We
excuse
could get
me,
an
I'm an
phone
expert,
call.
And I would like you to know that something that I'm going to predict is going to happen. But when it happens, I'm not going to tell you. So if you don't know, it's your fault because I told you.
No, that isn't how it works. Because once it happens, we will know. I have moles.
Yes, but didn't you have those taken off?
Yeah, did your dermatologist address that?
Yeah, the dermatologist took care of them. But
now we're making fun of Greg again.
Yeah, you guys are really mean.
Sorry, Greg.
Anyway, so...
let the sun shine in.
Keep an eye out for those Florida spawning lobsters. They could be walking. And you know what will happen is that as soon as it happens, you know, I'll get a call. And, of course, I will be landlocked for some reason because I'm at the Dima show or something. It's bound to happen. But we'll keep an eye out.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio today.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Jeff Terode from down at South Florida Diving Headquarters. They had a Halloween dive this morning.
Oh, that was this morning.
That was this morning.
Oh, okay.
That was this morning because there are a number among the things I would like to affect as permanent change in these United States. I would like to make Halloween a Saturday holiday.
Bravo.
Yes. The last Saturday of October should be Halloween.
Yeah? Why?
because it's a Saturday and it's a holiday for kids.
Yeah, dill hole.
Okay.
I mean, right, it's just so hard to get anything done during the week. I mean, it's a Wednesday this year.
Is it a Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Wednesday or Thursday. It doesn't matter. It's garbage either way.
Yeah.
It's not
hump
garbage.
Hump day.
It should be on the weekend. It should be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I think Saturday's the best day.
Yeah.
And okay.
That's great, Bill. That's
great. What it should be.
You spent your whole life teaching your kids stranger danger, and then one day of the year you send them out to eat candy from strangers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're molding them into the hypocrites of tomorrow.
Because it's cheaper than buying them all that damn candy yourself.
Well, you have to buy a lot to give out to the other kids.
No, you don't. No.
Turn your light off.
You can spend $3 and get one bag, put it into a bucket, make it look as sketchy as possible, set it outside. It's Florida. It's probably going to be 85 degrees. The chocolate will melt. Nobody will want
it.
You're done.
Well, yeah, I got
that. What happens when they ring the doorbell?
That was Bill's house?
My candy's outside.
Candy's outside. Get yourself a handful.
If you don't want to take the treat, I got a trick for you.
You know what? Why don't you hand out mayonnaise packets?
Wow, there's an idea. You can get those.
They hear him dropping the bag. They say, "Oh, wow, thanks." He gave
anyway,
you
drive around to the local drive-thrus.
Right.
But you go, I didn't get my mayonnaise. They'll throw a couple in your hand, and you go to the next one.
South Florida Diving Headquarters. Check out southfloridadiving.com, 1-800-771-DIVE. Now, here's what they did on their Halloween dive this morning. They had a costume contest won by, any guesses what the winning costume was?
Mermaid.
They had mermaid.
I know it.
Was it?
It was a mermaid.
Wait, whose mermaid? Was it one of our
mermaids?
No.
Any mermaids we know?
It was a female diver that dressed up as a mermaid.
Are you sure it was a female?
I'm told it was a female, and you should probably call Jeff because...
Are there pictures on his website?
Because he suggests that we might have a new recruit. Also, they did pumpkin carving, underwater pumpkin carving, and this year's winner carved Cinderella. But I believe if you go to South Florida Diving, southfloridadiving.com...
Bubble Boy, get on it.
The picture I don't think it's there now, but it will be there after this weekend.
All right. So Captain Cocktail's working on some recruits for us.
That's what he says.
All right. Well, that's good.
God bless him.
You know, but a mermaid isn't very...
He said the water was right around 80 degrees and Viz was 80 feet.
Oh, you got
great diving off of Pompano.
Yeah, but you know, a mermaid outfit for Halloween, really not very creative, if you ask me. That's just not, you know...
You're gay.
No, we have mermaids year round. You ought to do something different for Halloween.
So something that no one would ever dress as. So like no nurses, no firefighters.
No cowboys.
No cowboys.
Who said no nurses, no cowboys? What's wrong with that?
Because you're saying no mermaids.
No,
there are nurses
divers.
Every single day.
If you're gonna go
most
down
of them are sexy.
If you're gonna go on a Halloween
and most
dive,
of them want to give you a sponge bath. What?
If you're going to go on a Halloween dive, that's just too cliche to go as a mermaid.
Go as a sponge.
So it's a good thing Greg wasn't a judge.
Hello.
Yeah.
Because I would. I would have gave her a demerit for that.
A demerit.
Wow.
Isn't that what they get?
No.
What
are we
get?
In band camp?
One time at band camp.
Hey, put that flute away.
Yeah. Well, anyway, no. I'm just saying you could be more creative. I like the creative ideas of. Of divers, you know, stuff in their wetsuits with
leaves
and
things.
Jellyfish?
The Beatles. Well, that has to do with the awards party. They're having a Beatles theme. So that's why it ties in. And yeah, you've seen our outfits.
You know what would be a great idea is if you got one of those suits, those morph suits, and just covered yourself completely and went as the color green.
You could be envy.
Yes. Algae. You could be algae.
Algae. Yeah, there you go.
Actually,
he really grows on you.
We were at the store. Bubble Boy saw one of the morph suits, and I said, "Would you wear this?" And he said, "Absolutely not."
And then one of the children pushed me to the ground. These kids are violent.
But like a green meanie or something. I don't know. But I said, like,
is that a violet or violent?
Violent.
Like purple children?
She was violent and violet, I believe.
But, you know, we were talking about
you're
that.
Violet.
They're like animals.
Taking
like Charlie
a,
in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
More like Willy Wonka. In the
well, I'm telling you, the day after Halloween, every diver listening to this show should go into a Halloween store and go buy one of those morph suits at half off and use it as a dive skin. I'm telling you that is
the
way.
Your tip
and if
for
you
the
get
day.
One of those mega morph suits, that would be even cooler.
Because you're fat.
Yeah.
Comes with its own fan, fills up with water.
Yeah, it does.
or any other fluid you could provide.
The problem is you have to dive like this.
Well, you just know there's a morph suit for those husky type divers.
Hello.
And but regardless, I think that could be a good thing because we saw some pretty cool designs. I think
Thanks, Greg. Dive skins. You kept trying to say, "Hey, Jamie, would you wear this morph suit?" And I'm like, what are you trying to say? Are you saying I'm fat, Greg? Is that what you saying? I can only wear a fat morph suit?
What about you could dress up like a turtle head?
Well, that would be like a hawksbill.
Not exactly.
Sure.
That, you know what? That sounds like a tattoo.
A gopher?
Hanky for that one.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Boy. Oh, boy. It's it just doesn't get any good or any better.
Yeah, unfortunately, it gets no better.
Yeah.
2 hours we've been trying. Started bad, it ended bad.
Yeah, well, at least we're consistent.
It's some high points in the middle.
Yeah. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Remember, till next time, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downwards weather. Good diving there, buddy.
Why couldn't we get those guys to do your songs? They sound like men.
These little snail, you know how to wail here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.